gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
If any of the parties participating in this contract are shown not to be in their right mind, the entire agreement is automatically nullified.
Well, I don't know.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause.
You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
This is the main event of the evening.
They're here.
This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Why did I know he was going to do that?
Welcome back to the show. This is your boy JTB back in the house with my co-host here,
the Riddler, aka the Szechuan Don.
Hey, we've been holding it down. We both been had some time off. He did a show, I did a show. Now we just gonna let them both collide and see what happens.
Car crash. Why not?
Hey,
you're welcome.
You're welcome. In advance.
Always and forever.
I think we've been spitting knowledge. I think America, you are welcome. That's all I gotta say. For what's getting ready to happen, you are welcome.
Yeah, unless y'all feel this car crash that's about to come down, boy. Yeah, it's going
to
be a deuce.
It's about to be a wreck.
So, speaking of car crashes.
Like a good neighbor.
State Farm is there.
Mm-hmm. You're in good hands.
Oh,
accident
God.
Forgiveness. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely need some of that.
Yeah.
At least coming my way. Tow my car up.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk about this accident that happened Saturday with, was that Saturday or Sunday with Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm?
Technically, it was Sunday, but for us American folks, it was Sunday.
Well, you know, she looked like Red on Friday when he got hit by Debo. Mouth all open. Looked like she was going
Get
to sleep.
Up.
Get up. Wake up. Wake up!
Yeah,
wasn't waking that up, dog. She was done.
It said she took a kick to the head and was down.
Man, it was filthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she still, you know, showed her and said she wanted to thank all her supporters.
All her who?
And those one, her supporters and the ones that loved her, and she'll be back.
You know how she looked? She looked like Mike Tyson when he fought Buster Douglas.
Confused?
Pretty much. No, she wasn't confused because she was asleep.
Yeah. But that's like what happened when you have somebody who on the top who ain't never been knocked out, who think they just holding all of the reins.
Well, not really. If you look at Floyd ain't never been knocked out. Well, then again, Floyd ain't never fought nobody.
Man. I like the dude. He's good for marketing.
He's
good for marketing.
So is 50 Cent.
Good for marketing.
I'm going to agree with you. Speaking of which, 50, did y'all know that 50 was here last weekend? He was here Sunday.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he was,
I was
over
out
there
of
my
town.
Way.
I was out of town.
He was over my way at Mookie's. They had a line out the door. It was going down miles.
Yeah, on Mookie's?
Mookie's.
Who goes to Mookie's? I passed by it.
Oh, well, you know, that's where he was.
That's how you know he's just good for.
Yeah, 50 Cent running on hard times.
If he going to Mookie's.
Right.
I mean,
he going to Mookie's. This dude's career is in jeopardy.
I mean, you know, maybe, you know. F and Vodka and 50 Cent at a store near you. I mean, I don't
meet
know.
Meet me on the corner of Northfield of nowhere.
Yeah, Northfield and Miles.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the mall ain't even up.
Right.
Gotta think about
it's
it.
Just
it's
just dead area.
Yeah, he could have went to the Giant Eagle over there. And well, you know, them white folks ain't playing that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All you N-words going out there, going to see a rapper that's selling alcohol across the street from Wendy's.
Mookie's? I'm saying.
Mookie's. And then he went to Club H2O. And then he went to Secrets, looked alike, on Instagram.
Yeah.
They like Secrets. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From what I hear, I guess they had a pretty good time.
I guess so.
If that's what you want to call it.
I mean, if you take a half of somebody and put them next to nobody, of course they're going to have fun.
I mean, well, I don't know what the big deal about effing vodka anyway is. You know, it's nasty if you ask me.
I've never tried it. I don't know.
Vodka make me slow.
I don't. I don't know. I don't. I, you know, back in the day, it just made me stupid. It didn't really do nothing.
Yeah, you know that little sound bite you did at the beginning.
Basically, because you know, by the next morning, you want to throw all of it back up.
Yeah,
because it was just
nasty. Yeah. So thank you
very much.
But
it's a cheap thrill,
and that's exactly what it is. Cheap.
It's a cheap thrill. That's all it is. So he promoted some cheap thrill. At Mookie's?
At Mookie's. He might as well have went down on Lee Road.
I would have heard the name, like, where you want me to go do?
In like, the middle of the hood.
Right.
He might as well went to the Native Son and stood in front of there and signed autographs.
Right. Like, dude, do I really need this engagement?
Yes, you do. Yeah, and then, you know, I think he said as he left.
What?
You're welcome.
Mookie's finna go hard. We had 50 cents.
Right. You know, they got posters all over the place over there, right alongside this, seafood and trash.
And the Sarah over in the corner.
Right. And the Boost Mobile store.
Yeah. They still got a Revel sign on it.
Right. We're still opens on Sundays.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Pretty retarded, man.
I did not know he was in town. I mean, I probably wouldn't have gone see him anyway.
I didn't go. I wouldn't
waste the gas.
I mean, but I could have walked, actually. You know, I'm only like,
you
2 minutes away. I'm
exert the energy?
Away. Not really, yeah, but, you know, that would have been a nice source of cardio.
50, all right, but, I mean.
I was going to go to Mookie's and go get some of them cheese crackers.
Because you got a little shop and a little liquor store, right?
Yeah. Well, it's all in one now, you know what I'm saying? But I think he owned the whole plaza, to be honest with you, man, because that's all that's in there
Mookie's
is people.
Plaza.
Yeah, that whole plaza, I think, is his because, you know, they got, you know, the N-words on the end. They sell cell phones and T-shirts.
Yeah.
You know, out of one store. And then they got that USA gas across the street. So I think they got an underground tunnel. Yeah, I think they start at the store. And then I think what they do is when they get tired, they go underground and go up to Mookie's, go get them a bottle.
Oh, my God.
And then go back over to the gas station.
You got to fuel every fire.
Yeah,
fuel. That's crazy. Yeah. I just thought better of you. Like, he over there promoting for the little African children running around with the pot bellies and stuff, trying to get wells and stuff so they can have decent water to drink. And then you come over here and sell effed up vodka. I know that's not today.
Close enough.
At Mookie's.
Mookie's.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that need a Sarah. Well, no. Don't give it to Sarah, because I still go over there from time to time. That's the only place that I know that sell my 1942.
Oh, wow. I just expected more from 50.
I thought at least he might have went downtown.
I don't know. He should have took a Rousey kick in the second round on that one, too.
For going to Mookie?
Going to Mookie. That would have woke him up a little bit or something, man.
It might have. Or he been drinking too much effing vodka.
Yeah, for real. No, you ain't supposed to get high off your own supply, dude. Right. They wrote songs about this.
Do your Googles.
Yeah, dude, put it down.
I don't know, man.
Put it down.
I just feel like that was kind of a mistake. Because it always hit me all of a sudden. I just all happened to look at my gram, and I was just like, Mookie's. 50 Cent. Effing vodka.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lose-lose situation to me.
It really does. It really does. You get that vodka, I guarantee you're going to wake up with a Sarah sitting right next to you.
Or... Yeah, he's a little slow. And a serious headache.
I didn't want to cut you off. You look like you got something to say.
Well, you know, I was going to say a serious and a serious headache, you know, but hey, it is what it is, you know.
Wake up, she's talking about, you said you love me. And I was like, this effing vodka.
Right. I have realized that vodka make you make bad decisions. You know. That black cherry.
Right.
That effing black cherry vodka.
Black cherry vodka. You don't even need to. It's bad when there's a flavor in there. You still don't taste nothing.
Right. Rubbing alcohol. Witch hazel.
Right.
God. That's that cucumber. That's the cucumber tastes like. I mean, you know, I go over there and I just sip. Dude, it smells. It tastes and smells like witch hazel. That cucumber. It come in a little green effing vodka. I said, okay, well, let me. You know, green is my favorite color, so I go over there. I said, well, let me try that little effing vodka. You know, so my original choice was to go over there and go get some Blue Dot Ciroc.
Okay.
So I go over there. I tasted it. I smelled it. I was like, okay. I pour some in a cup. I was like, who rubbing something on?
What is that? What is that burning smell?
Yeah.
Smell like wood cigarette. Or
calamine lotion. Yeah. What is going on here?
Insect repellent?
Right. Then I smelled it.
That's skin so soft. Why do I smell skin so soft?
Hey, you know what? Speaking of which, man, I remember that, man. The three S's.
Yeah.
My mother used to order that from Avon.
Yeah. Get the Avon little tub. You got the little spray and the little whatever stuff they had.
Hey, I ain't going to lie, though. They had some bomb 24-hour deodorant.
Which one was that? The little blue and white one?
Yeah.
I don't know the name of it. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was just called Avon.
Probably.
But, man, you can wear that stuff for, like, 2 days.
And it smelled decent, too.
It smelled pretty decent. You ain't have to shower.
It's a little roll.
If you shower, you could just wash down from the nipples down, and you'd be good.
You're still good. You used to roll on all creamy and stuff.
Yeah, you know.
It was a roll-on. It was a roll. It came out creamy.
It came out, yeah, it was pretty. Like that that stuff Grandma, you, Tussie.
Tussie, yeah. I remember Tussie.
Yeah, man. Grandma used to wear Tussie. You know, you ain't bring no deodorant over. Mom ain't saying you nothing. Go in here and reach your finger in there.
Right. You did a little tub thing and you just screw the top off.
And rub it up on your arms. And, you know, you was good after that. You know, you smelled like woman. Like secret. Woman in bacon grease. Now go downstairs and go put something on them knees.
Right, right.
In the mailbox.
You know, we had to go old school every once in a while and get the bacon soda. You ever had to do that?
Yeah, to brush your teeth.
Yeah, it was deodorant too.
That and Joy.
Arms all raw.
Hey, they was raw from you jumping in the tub with that Joy.
Yeah.
That Joy and Tide.
Yeah, I think everybody had that one cologne from Avon. What was that called? Little bull head on it and stuff.
Yeah, red.
I don't know what it was called.
It smelled like cinnamon. they did, man. They had that, and they made deodorant that was just like it.
They did have a deodorant.
Because it was all it came in a little red roll-on bottle.
I thought
I was doing something in grade school,
man. Had my little, and it was just like water. As soon as you put it on, by the time you got to
school, it was gone.
It was gone. Like, girl, smell what?
What?
Nigga?
Right. I smell soap and water.
N-word. I guess he's got to edit that. It's not the band of brothers.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of N-words, did you hear about that Missouri controversy?
The Missouri controversy?
Yeah.
Speaking of N-words, how do you say?
I guess they don't like us down there. They don't like N-words in Missouri. State full of black people.
Right. State full of black people.
You don't even like us, huh?
Not to like the majority.
Right. You know, we don't like N-words here at MU. You know, you guys...
N-words made them all resign?
Well, yeah, because I guess black dollars matter.
Apparently. Apparently.
We don't need black lives.
Black dollars matter. Yeah.
You know, that make a whole lot of sense.
God, I forgot what I was going with this.
That's all right. We tend to do a whole lot of that on this show.
Sterling.
Sterling.
Yeah.
What happened to Sterling?
Am I thinking about right now? Donald Sterling, when he sold...
Are you talking about Sterling Vodka?
What? That's that effing vodka again. I told you. It'll mess you up.
Hey, man, you need to stay away from that clear stuff, man. JTB gets nothing clear.
The Clippers, just like when he threw the N-word out
there. Oh, well, yeah, I guess so. The whole college is full of us, you know. Yeah. Well, I guess heathenous N-words.
Huh?
Heathenous.
Heathenous N-words?
Yeah. Is that a word?
I don't know.
Maybe.
It is now. It is now.
No, but I guess we'll let it slide because, I mean, it's better than what else you could have said, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, you're welcome. Heathenous N-word. Heathenous N-word. That's what they was calling it.
Done worse.
What kind of what else could we have said? Mother N-words?
Yeah.
Yeah. And back to Missouri. The Missouri situation is going on.
Is it still going on? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, actually.
Actually, you know, I think that
sometimes I wish I could be in some of these debates and some of these little rallies and things. I think I would have a good word to say.
I would, too, because I would carry my N-word beater with me.
Yeah. You know, when I was younger, my father had this stick he had made, right? It was like a lead pipe he had found. He had duct taped this lead pipe around an old, I don't know what it was, like a tree branch or something. And it was all duct taped up. And so the name of it was called his N-word beating stick. His nigga beating stick. That's what I got to go down there with. I got to go down there with my lead pipe duct taped onto a tree branch.
Yeah.
And show them that we ain't afraid of what's going on anymore.
Well, hey, man, that's what they should do. Hey, but, you know, when you go down there like that, you got to go get the house robe, too. You know, that your mom used to have on. Nah.
You got
to
go down there real foul. Fingers. Yeah, you got to go down real foul. You got to hold up and be like, oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here with my N-word stick.
With my N-word stick.
Because I'm going to beat the crap out of one of y'all.
Exactly.
You know. But yeah, man, I think that should happen at all colleges.
Yeah, the controversy is so crazy. It was over a student. Am I correct in saying a student who was protesting, and team decided that they're not going to play until the protest was over with, until we got everything.
They felt that there was a lot of racial injustices that were improperly handled by the president.
Which is normally true in most of our 50 states.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, all three of us went to college. How do you think things went or are going at your colleges that you guys are?
Our college has been bought out.
Bought out by who?
I mean, but I went to culinary school. It was a little bit different.
Oh, I thought you went to Bryan and Stratton.
It's like being a dentist versus being a doctor. It's like not really the same thing, but
doesn't matter. As long as I can still afford the big BMW, you went to, I'm good.
South University?
No. I went to Pennsylvania Culinary.
Oh, okay. Well, how did y'all school get bought out?
Le Cordon Bleu bought it out.
Oh, well, ain't that a good school?
Yeah, but they closed
down. So you went to a school that bought out by the French?
Hey.
Man, this is America.
But it's okay.
You went to Pennsylvania Culinary School, man. Where is this culinary school at? Is it in Pittsburgh?
It not anymore.
This is Brownstown, baby.
Hey, it don't even matter. how things went when I was in college?
Yeah.
That's different.
What was different about it?
I don't remember it.
Nothing?
Some of it.
Well, what was some of the things? What about you, Architect? What you went about? What was it, Toledo?
He went to Toledo. they had a lot of racism, man.
But honestly, I don't remember any.
See, you don't remember this kind of stuff.
Episodes where I'm like, hey,
I only had one racist episode in my college. I do remember that. I only had one. Only one.
What?
But Toledo is filled with KKKs.
From what my understanding,
college,
huh?
So that's on the outskirts, not at the college.
No, it's in the college. They call them the professor, the dean.
And the police.
Toledo was a very, very messed up racially discriminatory school.
Well, they must have loved me. I don't know.
That's because you and Uncle Tom. They love all of them.
Whoa, you trying to say this architect?
Yes, he the one who ride the horse and count the rocks.
And tap dance, huh?
Then you see life.
One New York.
Yeah.
Two New York.
Yeah, that's it. That's why we can't really say what we want to say on our show, because he's over there counting rocks.
Hey, he over there counting rocks and making us stand on bottles, huh?
Right, right.
Oh, my toe and fell in one of
them. New York City.
I come down there and slap the black off of you.
But no, truthfully, Toledo is normally a very racially motivated.
But did you know that it's been a while, but I'm pretty sure the statistics are the same, that Ohio has the third most hate groups out of all the states in the country.
I believe that.
I go to Cleveland State. I never experienced any racial tension thus far. But then again, I haven't been down there this semester. So, but next semester in January, I will be going back.
And you feel like you've been profiled?
By Cleveland State?
Yeah.
I'll slap one of them people down there.
But that's exactly why I said that. 265-pound dude.
They look at me, everybody smile and keep it moving.
It's a little different now. Times are a little different now. I mean, it's a little – Apparently not in Missouri. But things are a little different up here in the north. We always did have a little more lax things. You know what I'm saying?
Civil rights moving up in the north.
Well, you said that we was the third. What'd you say? The third?
We have the third most hate groups.
What's number one? Arkansas?
I'm not sure.
Oklahoma.
I'm pretty sure number one.
Oklahoma?
I guess. I'm pretty sure number one is Indiana. I don't know who number two is.
I could believe that about Indiana.
Who stays in Indiana? I mean, Indianapolis.
Not us. That's why.
But there's a few of us.
We like sprinkles.
We're like in Gary.
We like sprinkles.
Yeah. We like pepper. You know.
We season the economy.
Hey, speaking of which.
They're allergic to it.
Have you ever opened up a packet of salt and noticed that it's more salt in the packet than it is pepper?
Always.
That's us.
Wow.
Perfect example. Subliminal
message. That was good. That was good.
That's us.
Have you ever noticed that we always add more spice to whatever's placed on our food?
Yeah, because you know what?
Even though you add salt, you make it salty. You don't want too much of it. High blood pressure.
Yeah, but we want it just right. But you know what? As we speak, you know what I use today?
Have you ever noticed we consume the most salt out of anybody?
Well, you know what? We was talking about that earlier. We eat to taste, not eat to live.
We want food with the pepper, but we love that salt, boy.
No, we don't really want it with the pepper. We want it. Yeah, that's because of all them pig feet. All them pig feet and chitlins. That's what when you pick up hot sauce, what does it say? Louisiana. What's down in Louisiana? N words. Where the N words come from? Creole people. French people that brought us off the boat. They go together.
Knowledge.
Hey, it's something there.
And I already told you the history of how we got over here.
Yeah, I don't think we need to repeat it.
Right up through that little Louisiana purchase.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? And that's
why they got
true.
That's why they got the little devil on the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Smiling.
Yeah, knows that. And he's always sitting up there with his pitchfork.
Red devil. Yeah, he's just sitting there.
Red devil hot sauce.
Because he picking us N-words off one by one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the more we eat Popeyes. What happened.
That's why the little bearded white man just be laughing.
Yeah.
He got a little.
No, that's KFC.
I'm sorry.
You got the wrong one. The Popeyes is
they got Sweet Baby.
The new age Aunt Jemima that she come on the commercials.
Yeah.
She got she got her apron on. She always
thought.
Who's
that one that ain't got time for that?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that's her. That's her. Exactly.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that. Yeah. I ain't got time for y'all to buy my chicken.
Yeah.
But come on and eat it anyway.
Come buy my chicken.
Yeah.
With all these seasonings and spice. High blood pressure is on sale right now.
Now, you know, for $29.99, we'll get you a bucket full.
Exactly.
And let us know if you like it.
Exactly.
And then you see all the little kids in there, they be jumping because they got two drumsticks in their hand. They be
running. Little obese kids running around.
Right, exactly. And then you know what her response is?
What's that?
You're welcome.
Exactly. With that one gold tooth smiling. Right. And a do-rag on.
Right, exactly. You know, that's the way it goes, man. I mean, you know, they like to sell us stuff like that. Hey, you know what? I ain't gonna lie though, man. And this might be a little bit off the subject, but them Cinnabons that they sell at Taco Bell, them things is amazing.
Never had them. Man, everything at Taco Bell is grilled or deep fried, right?
Well, you know, black folks like grilled and deep fried stuff.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Crack.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
We fry cocaine, you get crack, right?
Yeah.
weed.
Mix it with some bacon powder.
Yeah, they
get your fix real quick.
Yeah, they like that, man. You know. What else is? Oh, that's where blacking came from. You know, I mean, I can agree with that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You get an N-word back in the kitchen that don't know how to cook, and, you know, he flip it and leave it on there too long. You serve it up.
Hey, like,
guess what I got?
Look what black I got and for catfish. You, what I got for you, ball? The N-word, what is this?
It's called black and it's catfish. Black.
It's Creole, boss.
Creole.
That's what they do down there in Louisiana.
Yeah. Give me some of that. Let me taste it. We gonna taste it. We gonna taste it. That's the way you did, we like it, ball.
You did good work. It worked. You did good.
N-word. Now go fix some more of that.
Right.
And make sure you got.
Go tell your little N-word babies to help you out. Go, yeah. Go on in the kitchen.
Everybody go in there and go grab a bone out the fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Help your mama fillet it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe that, man. You know, we like fried everything. You know, crack. What else do we like that's fried?
Fish.
Fried fish. Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. French fries.
French fries.
They frying donuts and Twinkies and stuff.
Fried turkey. Fried deep turkey. Fried turkey.
Yeah, that is good.
It don't taste that good to me. It tastes like... Right. Oh, my bad. I didn't ruin it. Smell like... tastes like booty.
Don't edit it. Don't edit it.
I hate deep fried turkey. Have you ever tasted deep fried turkey? You like it? You do?
I do.
It don't taste like turkey to me, man. It tastes like something else. It tastes like something alien. Like frog legs, deep fried frog legs. I ain't never had that, but I'm quite sure that's what deep fried turkey tastes like.
Like, they say frog legs taste like chicken. Never had frog legs.
Never had them. You had them?
No. But the restaurants that I've seen them at, I don't trust, so I don't eat them.
I've never seen them in a restaurant up here.
No, not real restaurants, like hood restaurants.
Like Angie's?
That makes it worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to eat that. You know, Angie's, speaking of Angie's, is not that good.
No, it's not. It used to be when it was on Cedar.
Yeah, but they are nasty.
They used to have some good.
I went in there the other day and got something.
Thank God they don't sponsor us.
I don't care. They're not going to sponsor us. With that diabetic Kool-Aid they serve.
They sell Kool-Aid in there?
They sell Kool-Aid in the mason jar. It's like $12 for a bag of sugar with one pack of Kool-Aid.
Wow.
And they put it in a jar.
And it come you got to
like,
shake it up.
It come out like Alaga syrup.
You pour it on a pancake. Yeah.
you want me to buy that, man?
Right.
Put that in me? Liquid color diabetes. Yeah, right.
Liquid diabetes.
Food is disgusting.
Come on over here and come get you a shot of this diabetes.
Yes. The little yellow chick going to tell me, she going to say, I said, let me try. I said, let me taste the macaroni. She said, oh, you're going to like this? You're going to taste this and like this? I'm like, don't sit there and lie. I'm like, because it looked nasty.
Right.
And she gave it to me. And she's like, you want something? Now I'm like, nah, man, just keep the whole thing.
That nasty Kraft macaroni and cheese that y'all serve.
Serve me syrup juice and then give me nasty macaroni.
Well, I'm serious. No, I actually went somewhere and I ordered the macaroni. Most places I go, macaroni's pretty good. They actually gave me the Kraft macaroni out the box.
What?
It was literally
I the told Kraft you. Macaroni. I think like a lot of people do that.
At a high-end restaurant. It's like the noodles and everything. Oh, it's like, yeah. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, and they put it in the oven and make it well.
That's crazy.
They heat it up and, you know, put bacon bits over it, which I don't understand that. Who thought of that? Putting bacon bits on macaroni and cheese. Or putting bacon in macaroni and cheese. For some odd reason, white people think bacon make up
too bad
on anything.
Friday's got a four cheese mac and cheese with the bacon on it. That's the bomb.
Yeah, man. But he must want Friday sponsor.
Yeah,
I would surely take it.
I would take it also.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like
Fridays pay pretty well.
Yeah, they pay pretty good.
Everybody get.
I mean, they may not pay their employees that well.
Yeah, well, that sponsor went right out the window.
Yeah, JTB is a sponsor.
But every day is like Friday.
Yeah, I wish it was. Yeah, but I do like their
for Friday ain't that great either. They're nasty.
No, Applebee's is nasty.
Disgusting.
Hey, can we get to another topic?
Applebee's is absolutely disgusting.
You want the company to grow, man. We don't want to kill all the blue chip sponsors because y'all want to.
Well, let me just talk about Applebee's real quick and then I'm done.
Are they owned by the same people?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they're
not. I don't know, but Applebee's.
I think they are.
Absolutely disgusting.
Because that Applebee's sauce and that Jack Daniel's sauce.
They have an Applebee's sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, that Jack Daniel's sauce is nasty,
too. People do steal other people's ideas.
Tastes like brown cranberries.
Burger King sold the Mac sauce. I mean, so anything's
what Mac sauce? I ain't never
tasted the King sauce.
Mac sauce from McDonald's on the Big Mac, man.
What, that $1,000 dime drafting?
Yeah, pretty much. But Burger King stole it.
Brown tartar sauce.
That's made especially for us anyway. In words. They still put pickles on a Big Mac, too, don't they?
That came from Big Boy, actually. That came from Big Boy. Big Boy was the original.
Were they actually first? I know that Super Big Boy is the bomb.
They were the original. Big Boy was around before McDonald's started doing that.
Y'all still eat meat?
Yeah. We're human.
That's nasty.
Do we still eat meat?
Just the FYI, fish and chicken and turkey are meats.
I'm about to stop eating them anyway.
So you about to put them full-blown vegan?
Probably.
Hey, do you like them W's?
What's W's?
White people?
No. I'm doing it for my reason.
So the white people at my job asked me if they could have a link to listen to us.
Give it to them.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I am going to give it to them.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I believe they say some of the stuff I say anyway.
White people, we love you.
Tell them we're going to be on iTunes in a couple days.
No, Band of Brothers is going to be on
iTunes in a couple days. No, he going to leave us out.
No,
right.
No, correction. Like he been doing all this time.
Correction.
Yeah. This N-word.
Correction. Band of Brothers is on iTunes right now.
They on iTunes right now.
So feel free to look us up, Shameless Plug. We're on iTunes right now. Band of Brothers Radio Show on Culture
I can't wait till
radio.
I crash another one of y'all shows.
You ain't lying, boy.
I can't wait.
All them N-words got to die.
Oh, yeah.
They got to die.
Speaking of, I mean, I don't want to cut off your topics. Not that y'all really have any anyway, but...
we do have topics. Do you not see this man's
notebook?
One of my
cohorts. Yeah, it looks very professional. I'm proud of you today.
He's proud of me. Yeah.
Just because we sidetracked every once in a while.
You should change your show to the sex change operation because you're nothing but a bunch of women whining and complaining anyway.
Who said that?
My favorite friend at this moment, I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm just saying, cracking.
Nah, he wanna throw. Okay,
he wanna throw shots.
He's throwing shots. All right,
shots fired.
Yeah, I mean they were fired at him. I mean, you know,
we didn't fire him directly at him. Yeah, we went a little easy on him.
We went easy on him.
I would say you did go easier, but you did. Yeah, JTB did have something to say about. I'm just saying,
I had something to say about everybody. But I took it easy because that was my boy. It was.
Yeah, well, he ain't our boy no more.
We should be changed to the sex change operation.
The sex change operation.
Listen to the show every Thursday at 8 o'clock.
I will not.
Eastern Standard Time on CSU.
I will not.
Y'all on iTunes.
Or on demand on iTunes. There you go.
I'm not listening to nothing. Did you listen to my show? I mean, you had no choice but to listen.
I created the show.
But did they listen to my show?
He's the creator.
They ain't listen to my show. If they don't listen to my show, I'm not listening. It don't even matter. They can still listen to mine. I'm still not going to listen to it. Just so they can say, did you hear the show? And I can say, nope.
That's just rude. I'm going back in the background. What else?
Nope. Not at all. I didn't hear a thing.
Speaking of nope. Clip on man buns, baby.
Clip on man buns.
Yeah.
This is actually making a comeback because wasn't this out in like the 70s or 80s?
No idea. I never wore a clip on man bun.
Oh, no. They just had the butt out chaps. That's what they used to do. Prince.
Yeah, Prince. Who else? Somebody else. Dude. Prince and another
one.
What's
that man group that used to be?
Shalimar.
No, not Shalimar.
Howard Hewitt.
No, the gay man group.
Zap.
The Village People, yeah. Oh, God, we are offending so many people.
My bad.
Well, it doesn't look like we'll have any musical guests on this show.
Oh, God. Now, what's this about fake man buns?
Fake man buns, man. No, not fake man buns. Clip-on man buns. You know how.
I mean, why?
That's the same thing I want to know. Why would an N-word want to put
fake man buns.
Fake buns on top of his head?
I don't know. Oh, you said
that's very disturbing to me.
You said buns.
Buns.
I thought you said a butt.
No, clip on man buns.
Sounds the same in context.
I thought you were saying like a booty. He put a fake booty.
Well, it looked like a booty on sitting on top of his head.
You said he putting like Princess Leia.
Yeah, exactly.
Little bun thing on
his
head.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
I have no clue.
That's stupider.
The stupidest.
Now, what is society going to?
It's not a word.
Neither one of those.
Stupidest is a word.
No, it's not.
Stupider.
No.
Well, you're why?
Because it's not in the dictionary.
How you know? You got one over there?
Yes.
Look it up.
I don't need to, actually. I'm pretty sure.
Get off the mic, man.
He interrupting our fun.
We up here talking and stuff.
Interrupting our fun, man.
We are actually on the roll right now. I'm still talking
about... Here's the question that I got. For all you women out there, are y'all attracted to guys that wear fake hair? Clip-on man buns. For what the architect was saying is that people go to the barbershop and they get fades and got the George Jefferson on top and they stick waves look like they got a 360 on top of their head.
I tried so hard to find that picture. I don't know if you actually came across it. Have you seen that picture? It was a guy. He had the horseshoe pattern bald spot.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got the fade on the side and he threw a toupee on with the waves in it.
I've been seeing all types of stupid stuff, man.
The Beijing. That was...
Yeah, I mean, it's just... It's,
what is the point?
Denial.
Denial for what? Dude, it's gone already.
It's gone.
You tape something on?
Unless my cap get peeled back, you won't know.
That is so crazy.
Clip on
like
Amber.
Just shave your hair off and call it done.
Yeah,
I mean, might have a lumpy head like mine. You know what I'm saying? Some people
wear a hat.
You got rolls?
No, yeah, I got a dip in mine. Like,
what you mean a dip?
Like shaved like a peanut. Like, yeah, it's not a normal round shaped head.
You look like Mr. Peanut.
Yeah,
your head look like it. Your head is like the figure eight.
Something like that.
That ain't good.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody can't rock the bald head.
I got a bald head. I rock it. I love it. I think it's very milk duddish. Milk dud. You know, you gotta be like the right color and have the right head. You know, look, my mother used to call it a milk dud it, on a stick.
If you bald it, it don't matter what shape your head is. You can either go around with a few patches. You can spend money and waste time putting little toupees on and taping them to your head. Or you can just live life and keep moving.
It's really for a man bun?
I'm not finna put...
They got a picture of Donald Trump with one on.
Well, he got his little... I don't know what he wear.
I don't know either, but that little toupee...
What is that, like an aged raccoon he got sitting on his head?
Yeah, it be flapping when the wind be going. It be doing like... It be waving
like
at you.
Like a backwards Davy Crockett thing on.
You ever notice smart rich people always have crazy looking hair?
He's not really a smart rich person. He sounds pretty stupid.
He really is smart, though. But he really is. He knows how to make money, and he knows how to
market
himself. And so what he's doing right now
is marketing himself, to be president.
All he's doing is just throwing plugs out. He's still making money doing all of this.
Yeah, because he's still on 1,000 hotels.
And you know what? He's so smart that he forecloses on them and still keeps his building.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that? This man is stupid rich.
That's what I'm saying. They know something that we don't know.
He more hood than us, if you want to be honest about it.
Yeah, with a man bun. I mean, you know, hey. I mean, whatever works, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But
I don't
like that.
Why do you want to do that? That's stupid.
Is a word. Stupid is.
Yeah.
That's a word.
Mm-hmm. It's a word now.
We made it up. Yeah. Shock therapy. Our Urban Dictionary. That's what we do.
Don't sit here and try to correct somebody.
Yeah.
And then throw a shameless plug in. I sit there looking all goofy with his peanut head.
Wavy peanut head.
Wavy peanut. Like, what?
Wavy peanuts. His head look like a figure eight. With the dip on the side.
Come on, man. Aren't we the host of the show?
Yeah.
Like I said, he's over there sitting there counting rocks, telling us what to do.
New York City's number one.
Yeah, all of this stuff.
Yeah, you better water them flowers, boy.
Now he wanna say something. Go ahead. Speak. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Massa, make sure you come back every week to record and do a show.
That's not true.
You can revolt in the back all you want to, but you better show up at sunrise.
See how he plays? See how he plays?
Right. He do treat us like a bunch of little slaves because we don't get no pay, no food, no water.
No nothing. He got a big 2 gallon of water sitting back there.
Yeah, he's sitting back there just drinking water.
He just drinking.
And then they had a heat set on hell.
I asked thirsty, boss. I asked thirsty. You know, I asked
working the till, boy.
Right. Keep working.
Just keep working.
Get on that ox.
Yeah.
You know, he's sitting up there on top of his horse with the whip.
Who made this on modern day slavery?
The architect.
Yeah. Modern day slavery.
Yeah.
Was it? It don't even matter. I just feel
like. They made Mr. Window. I like that song. Mr. Window.
Mr. Window, yeah.
That used to be the cut. That in the basement. You ever heard The Basement?
Mr. Window was actually a homeless man they found on the street.
It's actually the guy in the group.
Yeah. They put him in the group.
Put him in the group.
That's bad. That's all right.
Yeah, they kicked it like that, man. That's what I need to do. Find me an old homeless man.
Well, you know who Tracy Chapman is?
Dark Tech.
old homeless woman.
She got a peanut head.
No. Tracy Chapman was actually a homeless lady who was just, you know who she is?
Yeah.
Sit on the downtown, played the guitar downtown on the streets. One day somebody saw her, signed her, and she made money. Now, she didn't last long.
Yeah, she did. She lasted for quite a while. Through the 80s and probably like a bit of the early 90s.
Is a good run for musicians.
That's a good run.
She ain't like Isley, though.
Nah, ain't nobody as old as, but you know, hey.
Isley had a hit every year.
But you know what?
Every music, 3 to 4 years.
But music is different now, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Back then, they used to could do that. You know, they would put records out every year, every 2 years, you know. Yeah. But they would come up with smash hits, not this bull crap that they listening to now.
The whole record would be a hit.
Right, exactly. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Record. Oh, they still a
September. Piece. You need to play some of that, Architect. Yes, let's get some of that. You know, let's get some of that, dog. September.
I got you covered.
You gonna play some good music?
Yeah. Come on, Kanye.
Yeah.
I ain't got the answer, Sway.
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 You gonna call me Sway in the morning?
Yeah, you gonna call me Sway in the morning.
Oh, man. If I had Sway in the morning's money, that would be great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Apparently, we need to move on to the next topic.
I guess so. Speaking of which, Charlie Sheen, admitted to having HIV, not AIDS, this morning.
Well, it's just like one step away from AIDS, right?
Well, Magic Johnson had it. They say he is cured.
What?
Yeah, they say Magic Johnson cured AIDS. What did you think about that?
That's amazing.
So now if we give Charlie Sheen... I think he should just go back on his old medication.
So what does Charlie Sheen have to do to get cured like Magic Johnson?
Smoke a lot of weed.
Okay.
Do cocaine every night.
He's doing that already.
Well, he actually quit. But I say he should go
back.
That's
when he got HIV. He need to go back to cocaine and smoking weed.
Yeah, I think so. I think that kept his immune system strong.
Maybe Magic Johnson can like piss in a cup and give it to him, ship it to him, drink that 3 times a day.
Yeah.
You'll get cured from HIV.
Get cured.
And then sit there and crack up every time. He ordered them. This white boy is stupid.
Hey, and then put him back on 2.5 men.
That little boy's like, Uncle, what was his name on the show?
I forgot.
Uncle Charlie, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with you? Why are you so frail?
And then Magic Johnson could be Black Jesus.
Yeah. Come in and do an R. Kelly on him. Right.
Hey, he actually can use the Architect's jug of water. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, tip it up.
Hey, everybody, Magic Johnson's like, hey, I'm the Magic Man.
Oh my God.
Hey, he come in there and he turned it upside down. Yeah. You know what time it is. It's magic time.
It's magic time. Uncle Charlie, no.
Oh, yeah.
I like the Kool Aid Man.
All right.
Bust through the door. Oh, yeah. I guess we shouldn't laugh at HIV.
I don't think we laughing at HIV. I think we just laughing at who got it.
Oh, God.
Well, but the man said he do wear condoms, so, you know, shouts out to him. so far, I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know how he contracted it. They never said how he contracted HIV.
Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen.
He screwed a bunch of different people.
They say he slept up to like 5,000 women, but he used the condom for every last one of them.
Apparently not. It was that was important to him.
It was that but you know he was doing drugs.
Okay, so he thought he put a condom on.
Or he thought he shared, or he thought he didn't share a needle with somebody. Well, I mean, it all depends on what kind of needle it was, too. Because if it was a penetrating needle, then you already know. Then, you know.
I don't.
That's shooting shots.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I didn't even want to. I didn't want to go there. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He took it to another level. I'm afraid.
Well,
to go
hey,
on that level.
I mean, you never know what happens. I mean, you know when you.
Hey, I mean, if you hide, I don't know. He don't know. Apparently,
right. That's why I said yeah. He could have had a different kind of needle.
It's true.
He could have been the one grabbing his ankles. I mean, it's hard to tell.
He woke up trying to figure out why it's so hard to sit down.
Exactly.
Architect.
He must agree with it.
He has.
He hasn't said not one word.
Not one word at all.
At some point, you just can't say anything. You just got to let the show go on, and hopefully the time runs out in the end.
Why? Go. I think we covered some pretty good topics.
This is logical information.
Yeah, this is good information. We throwing it out there to the people, just
yeah.
People.
Since you asked me, you said shout out for condoms. I mean, that's why it shows that abstinence is a good thing.
Maybe I agree.
Not even condoms.
Abstinence is an absolutely good thing. I agree with that.
At times.
All the time.
Well,
unless you're married. Like the brothers on the Band of Brothers radio show every Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Did he just use that as a segue?
Yeah, he did. I wish I could have farted through his whole conversation.
Right. Blew my nose.
Something, man. That don't
on
make
his
no
microphone.
Sense, man.
He happy because they on man. iTunes.
Him and Just In Case.
On demand right. On iTunes. But you can also listen
I'm
to
just saying.
Every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Saying, Mr. Time.
I'm just saying.
I'm and, just
and,
saying
and Mr.
nothing.
Mr. Architect over here, huh?
He ain't saying nothing.
He what don't he be saying? Saying nothing. I'm still trying to figure out what he's there for. He's like the mascot. He's like the teddy bear that sits at the end of the table or something.
Whoa.
Sit down there looking like Smokey Bear wearing a different hat every week.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Exactly.
Only you.
Down there. down there copying everybody else's information yeah. Trying to make it his. Get it out of here, man.
Give him the Arby's hat.
Mister, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. What are you saying?
Right.
By now you should have figured it out. What are you saying? Could you tell me, please?
I didn't say anything.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Right. Mister, I'm just saying.
Saying what?
Nothing. Nothing. The only thing he's saying is that he's on the Band of Brothers, and he doesn't even get that correct. So, I mean, what's going on? I guess because they're on iTunes now.
Yeah.
On demand. On iTunes.
On demand. iTunes out on demand?
If you can play it whenever you feel like it, it's kind of the concept of on demand.
Now, this dude want to get over here and get smart on the mic.
Yeah, now he want to get technical. He don't even have an iPhone.
But I got iTunes.
I got Band iTunes, too.
On demand.
I'm about to look Band of Brothers up on my iPhone
don't
to see if it's
time.
On iTunes.
Don't waste your time.
Because I don't think it's over there.
Don't waste your time.
Thanks for the plug. We appreciate that.
Don't waste your time because they ain't saying nothing.
No, they probably not.
Ain't nobody got time for that, man.
Everybody on that show got chapped lips.
I'm a little upset that I'm just saying, tried to throw shade my way. What's up? What's up, man?
Y'all started it. What are you?
We didn't start it.
But I didn't start it. I tried to be nice to him.
I tried to be.
I only gave him like a 3-second talking about him. And now I got to finish the show off talking about him. So here we go.
Go ahead. Get on.
I'll just say he coming here walking
in. Finish him.
Yeah, coming here walking in like a Caucasian male wearing shorts in the middle of the cold season.
Get him.
Wearing a hat and a coat. Looking all messed up.
Get him.
I'll just say it, sitting over here giving commentary on nothing.
Get him.
Just sitting there just looking like a statue. Get him. Of what not to do.
So you saying he looked like Sandman Sim?
That's it. Just sitting there.
He just tap danced his way on out of here.
That's it. Nothing. Just sitting here. And then, Mr. I'm just saying, giving his words of information of nothing. I got nothing from it.
That is pretty
I was
great.
Not enlightened. Mr. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Bring him on the show again, please.
Okay.
Bring him on the show again.
You please. Got it.
We need to converse back and forth. I want to see eye to eye and well, see I'm what he's saying. Talking about.
I'm going to have to agree on that.
Yeah. Bring him back. Get back to the. On my next show, I want him here. You the architect. Make it happen.
Make it happen, architect.
Go talk to whoever you need to talk to.
I think you might have just made it happen on your own.
And make it happen.
I don't see no Band of Brothers on iTunes.
It's on there. I'll share it with y'all.
Did you just say consider it done?
Yeah, consider it done.
Did you just shuffle an N-word across the table?
Yeah. Like you should. Just yeah. like that cuss word he said a while back.
Is that what you want?
What?
Yeah. There you go. He up here shuffling us like we like pawns on the chessboard or something.
Yeah, that's what he yeah. think we are.
You want him here? You have him. You have him. Here. Yeah.
He going to come up here on this flying carpet.
I knew it was something up with the architect, man.
And just for you that don't know, they're talking about I'm Just Saying from the Brandon Brothers Radio Show.
They're going another plug.
Right.
Called Shock Entertainment Radio.
Get out of here, man.
The architect sucks.
I need him to be here on my next show. Who else got something to say?
Well, we know it ain't.
The Inner Circle.
They don't even have a show. We'll see y'all on iTunes.
Hey, get everybody on the show. I need a good.
I can't time. Remember what everybody said, but you know how you can find out? On iTunes. Band of Brothers Radio Show.
Not going to waste
you
my time.
You can replay it back, take notes on it and everything, and find out what everybody said about shock therapy.
I don't have time.
They can't say nothing about shock therapy.
Because if they can't say it to me, then it's, they can't say it's anything exactly. irrelevant.
They can't say anything nice, maybe.
Oh, they can't say nothing nice about us, huh?
We don't have nothing nice to say.
They ain't got nothing nice to say about us.
I don't think so.
What?
It was. I know something about irrelevant came up. You're irrelevant. The sex change.
I'm taking C Murder's name. I'm C Murder.
Yeah, he's out there anyway.
He ain't there no way.
Yeah.
I think he the one brought up y'all was irrelevant.
All right. Well, yeah.
How he going to come out of the shadows and say something?
He comes from the depths of
nothing.
There you go.
Yeah. Mr. C Murder. Wait. Hey, when's the last time he been on the show?
He's been there the last several weeks.
Last several
Shut
weeks.
Up.
But don't take my word for it. Just listen to it on iTunes.
I ain't listening to Band nothing on iTunes. Shows.
Hey.
I'm not going to waste the energy or the bandwidth. I'm good.
Hey, I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, why start something I haven't been doing? why start a habit that I don't need?
Right. You know?
I'm good.
Everybody on that show, old and decrepit anyway. Yeah. Just like the Inner Circle.
I don't even remember what I was about to say.
That's irrelevant.
It doesn't even matter.
That's irrelevant.
That's that they're irrelevant, you know.
I can't believe y'all taking shots on us on y'all's.
Yeah, we ain't even did nothing.
Y'all not butthurt about taking shots and y'all started it.
No, we ain't started nothing.
Start nothing.
Everybody on that show.
How you gonna get mad because we tell the truth? Tell me that part. How you get mad because somebody tell the truth?
Because they wear Moses sandals.
And we're limited at doing that.
Hey, because they wear Moses sandals.
They wear Moses sandals.
And click flower.
What?
Yeah. Well, that's what the architect does.
Listen to the show, and maybe we'll explain it to you on another day.
Yeah, when we on iTunes.
Yeah, when you get on iTunes, I'll listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know who is on iTunes? Band of Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
You can also listen to him live.
He likes Bob.
Every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Yeah, B.O.B. That's right.
He likes B.O.B.
Every Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio. But the motto is,
how many shameless plugs do you want to put on here?
I don't know. How many times you going to set me up? Keep on setting it up. I'm going to keep on spiking it.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I'd probably fart.
Every time you heard iTunes on Band of Brothers on iTunes. And also live every Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Culture Shock.
You're not live if you record it and play it back. That's
right,
live.
Exactly.
It's live.
That's no, not it's
live.
Not.
It's a live feed.
It's not a live show.
It's a live feed.
But it's not a live show.
It's a live feed.
It's not a live show.
It's playing live from the server onto your ears. Or on demand on iTunes. Band of Brothers Radio Show.
So he's an Uncle Tom lying N-word.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
That's what he is, yeah.
You know, he need to go kick a can or something.
Something for real.
Or rocks.
Maybe.
Yeah, he got plenty of them.
maybe we'll get your show on iTunes if you can close out the show properly.
Riddler. He's throwing
Forget
stones.
Band of Brothers. You can find them on iTunes right after us, okay?
Right.
Right after us. But I don't want to read that chicken scratch.
I can't really see it. That's the problem.
That's another problem. You should know the company information by now.
Why? You don't promote
we
us.
We ain't on iTunes.
Yeah. It ain't like you promote
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we don't promote
know,
us.
You know,
we
know the company information.
Well, we ain't on iTunes. Why
I
should
don't
we
care.
Know?
Care. You know the company information.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I'll articulate the company information on the Band of Brothers Radio Show every Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio or on demand on iTunes. Take your choice.
I'm coming to crash.
Anybody going to close out the show?
I'm coming to crash the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find us at cseradio.caster.fm.
That's the radio station.
Oh. Facebook and Instagram. Culture Shock Entertainment.
Also, you know, Periscope.
If they listen to the show, they hear this information every time we close out.
It kind of.
Hey, you know what's funny? He can get them on iTunes, but we can't even get a Gmail account. That's free.
That's messed up, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hey, we got to keep the shackles on you guys, man. I don't know if we can just let
see what I'm saying?
We got listeners. We want to get some questions answered here.
50 hashtags.
You know how I know we got listeners? Because they keep making comments. Apparently, the Band of Brothers listen to us because they have something to say.
They mad because we better than them.
Yeah, and you know where you can listen to us? At CultureShockEntertainment.com. The plug to CSCRadio.casterFM. Facebook and Instagram is Culture Shock Entertainment.
And on Twitter.
It's Culture Shock Entertainment. And
Culture Shock ENT on Twitter.
Culture Shock, what's different?
See, that's why we can't put you on iTunes.
See what I'm saying? I tried to do the stupid plugs.
You didn't
and
do
then
it.
And you're going to sit here and still discredit what I'm doing.
Right, exactly. He don't.
You have people
he's
going
not
to the
appreciative.
Wrong
not appreciative.
Not
you're
appreciative.
You're like an abusive father.
Yeah.
Yes, I am Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
He just going to keep throwing shots.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't doing right.
Dance. No. You ain't dancing right.
Right, right.
Well, better get them steps down.
I didn't know I was supposed to be dancing. He want to beat music into us.
He like Dre in the studio.
And we doing a talk show. That's the difference. He don't understand. This is a talk show.
We're talking.
Yeah.
Talk more.
Exactly.
Talk less.
Yeah.
Hurry up and talk.
Yeah.
Talk about something we want to hear. Yeah, all that good stuff.
We did. We gave y'all information today.
Talk about how we're on iTunes, Band of Brothers Radio Show. Or on CSC Radio every Thursday at 8 o'clock.
If you want to listen to a group of lames sit around a table and talk about what they used to have,
and talk
listen
about
to the
how
Band
much
of Brothers
sugar they got
iTunes.
In their thing. And
yeah.
You know, they like
sitting
sugar.
Over there throwing shots at two single men on another show.
Right.
Because they miss what they used to have.
What kind of man talks about another man?
Right. Who does that?
Therapy.
No. We talked about a group of N-words. That's what
yeah,
we
that's
talked
what
about.
We talked about. We didn't talk yeah. about. We see, didn't. We men on this show, yeah. we don't talk about each other.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all talk about us. You know, I don't know. That seems kind of.
That's what's wrong with the black culture anyway. You're just messing up
exactly.
everything. We're supposed to be sticking together.
We're supposed to be together.
And
these,
supposed to
these
be
N-words is doing.
They
just talking. Yeah, they throwing
don't
shots.
Don't be sensitive hypocrites over there. Y'all started.
We didn't start
nobody
anything.
We started nothing. But we can finish it. And we can finish
no,
it on
no,
demand.
You
who is, who
it.
Is we?
Us.
Are you the architect or are you the man?
He's like a legion by himself.
We. It's like
what character was that on Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
What character was that? Was that Mortal Kombat?
No, he like which we call him on Star Wars.
Street Fighter or something.
What character are you talking about?
He's like Weed. So, I forget what it was. The one character.
It
don't even matter.
It might be the
out.
Weed that you that got your brain messed up. You
hey, he
remember.
He like Yoda.
Yeah, I take that.
You know what I'm saying? He was with the Force, but
confident
he wasn't the Force.
Didn't Yoda die?
No.
No, he was just short and green. It had a sack full of potatoes. Yeah. That he wore.
you know what else is cool about Yoda? He was on iTunes with the Band of Brothers.
Oh my! Close the show, man.
Yeah, man. We can't close the door, man. You know we ain't ringing no doorbells. We ain't doing nothing. Just close it, cause you know the Band of Brothers. Sound like some weak ice cream.
Man, forget the Band of Brothers, man.
It sound like weak ice cream.
Yeah.
You know what kind of man talks about another man on a noted radio show?
Apparently, the Band of Brothers.
You know,
on iTunes.
Yeah. Well, maybe they maybe they are the inner circle.
They probably are. That's where the women went. That's where they went. Yes, you're absolutely right. So apparently you still can't hear the
inner
circle.
On the Band of Brothers on of iTunes. Brothers.
Yeah.
On iTunes. Or every Thursday at 8 on CSC Radio.
So everybody turn into the inner circle. at 8 o'clock on Thursday.
Yes. Listen to these females rap about nothing.
About nothing.
And close us out because we're done.
All right, we'll close the door there.